The latest numbers out of Case-Shiller, the people that keep up with the home price indexes, showed some somewhat surprising numbers, I think. I mean, Dallas is still up month over month, up 0.9% year over year, up 5.7% at home prices. But my goodness, Seattle's up over 13%, Las Vegas, San Francisco, both up double digits. So is this it? What we've been hearing about for a long time, things are actually slowing down. Richard Dix is chairman and CEO of Winchester Carlisle Companies. They own, among other things, Nathan Carlisle Homes, and they're doing a lot of developing around here. Richard Dix joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you. So, I mean, everybody knows, you know, it's not going to go on forever. Is this the slowdown?
I don't know that I would call it a slowdown. We are seeing with an increase in mortgage rates that consumers are definitely being pushed to the next level. And so that is impacting the demand that we're seeing in the market. But by no means are we seeing a slowdown. We're really seeing just the consumer readjusting to higher mortgage rates. And the Dallas market is still booming. I mean, the job growth is incredible. We're so fortunate to have this really robust economy, and it's making a big difference for Dallas.
But a lot of growth in multifamily too. I mean, we office out in North Dallas. We've seen, you know, probably 600 or 700 apartments being built just around us. They're being built everywhere.
Yeah, no question. Multifamily has absorbed a lot of the demand that we've seen in previous cycles. So think about Dallas. Dallas in its peak was building about 40,000 homes a year. Today, we're at really all-time levels from a lot of people's perspective. We're still only building in the low 30s. So when you look at 90,000 people coming to Dallas-Fort Worth a year, yeah, right, and it was 100,000 several years before this, and we're still only building 30,000 new homes. And think, put this in perspective, when the market really fell in 2008, 2009, 2010, we were only building 20,000. So we still have a lot of legs left in this market, in our opinion.
You know, you guys are smart. I think you are anyway. You've got a real niche that you go after. You're building two developments, one up in Prosper and one in Aubrey, that aim at me, I guess, an empty nesters,
50, and me,
55 and above.
Yes, yes. So, you know, we love that market. It's really amazing when you look at DFW with our great tax rates, a robust economy, and all the other things I mentioned. Only about 15% of the new homes being sold in DFW target the active adult buyer, and 40% of the buyers in the marketplace are active adults. So we are really excited about providing these two new communities for that segment.
So tell me, what does that mean? How do you build different for an active adult rather than a passive adult?
Well, you know, when we think of traditional single family, you're building a two-story home that's really oriented around the family and that lifestyle. And what an active adult community does is we really first start with lifestyle. We focus on all the things people want to do outside the home, spending time with close friends, getting out and doing long walks, riding bikes, all of those sorts of things. So that's step one. And then we design the home around that lifestyle. So more entertaining, all one-story homes, generally limit the number of bedrooms, so 2 and 3 bedroom homes. And so it really targets and fits the lifestyle for folks that have children have left the home.
And I don't have to do the yard, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's a big part of it too. You can spend time doing the things that you want to do. And you know, the way we think of it, we think of our communities as we're building a small college campus or a cruise ship that never sails. So we really want to create opportunities for people to expand their minds, expand their bodies, and just really enjoy one another.
Well, you're like everybody else, it seems like, that's building lately. You're building, for me, way out. The Lakes at Legacy at Prosper, Arrowbrook, which is in Aubrey. So where are these people coming from? They're relocating from other homes someplace in North Texas?
Well, we get a combination. So one of the things that makes DFW such an attractive active adult market is when you have 100,000 families roughly moving in a year, well, guess what they have? They have their mom and dads tend to follow. And I don't know about you, but you know, a lot of folks like to be close to their grandkids. So not only are we getting the North Texas residents, we're also getting people that are moving out of from the market into DFW. And that's really a great vehicle for us.
So how do you market something like this? Where do you, I mean, I would think this would be a challenge because it's a very specific market.
Well, so we pick kind of the typical magazines, you know, AARP obviously being a great source. But we also take into the traditional magazines and newspapers and, you know, big Facebook presence and so forth. So, you know, I think a misnomer is just because you're 55, you're still active in reading and interested in a lot of the same things that other folks. So we target not only locally, but we also target nationally to help bring people to DFW for this purpose.
So the price points here, what are the price points here? And are you seeing any of this compression in pricing?
So the price points for the active adult market that we're targeting start in the kind of mid 250s and go up to over 500,000. We are seeing price compression in our traditional home building business. And that's simply driven because of mortgage rates and, you know, all the other things we talked about.
And what about labor? That's the other. We hear materials costs. You're seeing inflation and the cost of materials. And it's just, it's hard. It's hard to find people to build the house.
So I think one of the things that's not talked about is just the cost of materials. So labor is a separate issue. But, you know, we've seen a 30 and 40% increase in some of our material cost over the last 5 years. I mean, that's no more profits for the builders. That's just simply things that we are having to pass on to the consumer. Labor continues to be an issue, and that's at all levels. You know, a lot of times when they talk about labor, you're thinking about, you know, the folks that are hammering the nails, but it's in every part of our business, from our accounting staff all the way through to our sales staff. You know, it's, we're in a full employment market, and that increases cost, no question.
You know, we've seen a lot of, I don't know if this is a fair analogy, but in the oil and gas business, there's been a lot of technological breakthrough in drilling rigs, and it takes less time to set them up and then to break them down and move them to another location. It takes less time, and it takes a lot less people to operate them.
Right.
Are you seeing any of those kind of efficiencies in your business?
Not as many as we would like to see. To be honest, that's something that we've struggled with as an industry, is really driving that technology into our production. And most of our product is still done kind of the old-fashioned way with labor. And I think that's both good and bad. There's obviously opportunities we're trying to target. You know, we're doing panel systems, we're doing truss systems, things like that that do help us build a more efficient product, but it's not the level that the oil and gas industry has seen.
And building materials? I mean, are you still at wood and concrete?
Lots of wood, lots of concrete, but what we have done, and we're one of the leaders, honestly, in the industry in this, is energy efficiency, something we focus on in our traditional business and our active adult business. So if you think about a HERS rating, which is how you register the efficiency of a home that was built 20 years ago had a HERS rating of over 300. Today, the homes we build have a HERS rating of between 50 and 60. So the cost of operation for a new homeowner is substantially lower. And so we spend a lot of time and energy on that. And it's a great thing for the active adult, because a lot of those folks are on more of a fixed income schedule. And when you have a very efficient home, that makes a big difference.
I appreciate you building a house for me. That's what it is. Richard Dix, CEO of Nathan Carlisle Homes and Chairman and CEO of Winchester Carlisle Companies. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.